Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord of Lords. We give you all the glory. Thank you that this day is the beginning of your leading us with your light of glory. Lord, we thank you that with you dwells the fountain of life. And in your light, we see light. Thank you, light of God, precious Holy Spirit, as you enlighten the eyes of our understanding. Thank you as you guide us through the word of God. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And everyone says, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for the presence of God. We give him all the glory. And so please let's open once more to Isaiah chapter 60. It is part of our same scriptures, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2. Please let's go. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Please let's go again. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Let's give God all the glory. We have experienced that word. His glory is upon us. And so we give him all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for your presence upon us, the people of God. Thank you for your glory upon us, Lord. Thank you that your glory is seen upon us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that we are people of light, we are children of light, and we have extra light in the mighty name of Jesus. Throughout 2021, even from now on and all of our days on the face of the earth, we have the light of God in the mighty name of Jesus. The glory of God is upon us. And this pattern we see with the children of Israel in the land of Goshen. If you read the book of Exodus, you will see there that light was in the land of Goshen where the Jews dwelt. And the rest of Egypt was in darkness. And I tell you, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is what the Lord is doing now in the lives of you and I, all of us in this place. In the midst of the darkness, we have light. I tell you, God is the same. He is doing what he did thousands of years ago, even right now. His glory is upon us. We are children of light. We have light in our household. We have light in us, light upon us, light in everything we do. For the glory of the living God is upon us, dwells in us, and is with us. We are in the land of Goshen, which is the kingdom of light. God is light. In him is no darkness, says 1 John chapter 1. God is light. In him is no darkness. And we are the sons of God in Christ Jesus. We have the light of righteousness, the light of God. And we give God all the glory that this is our Lord in the land of the living. But realize one thing, the light of God is progression, is progress. The light of God is what? Advancement. The light of God will progress you and I. The light of God will guide you and I. The light of God will prosper you and I. And I tell you, the beginning of our prosperity started the day we accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. For the scripture says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 that by his power He delivered us from all the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. And the kingdom of God is the kingdom of light. So you see how the day we accepted Christ, we moved forward from the kingdom. We moved out of the kingdom of darkness and we became people of light. We became people of light. And you see, the scripture speaks of our inheritance as inheritances of light, not darkness. No, inheritance is of light. And so you see how we progress. The very day we accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, we moved out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Progress. And I tell you, now the Lord wants us to continue to progress. Remember the story of the 10 virgins? The 5 wise ones had enough oil. In other words, they were being filled continually with the Holy Spirit. The glory of God kept increasing, coming upon them. They had oil in their lamp. And it's similar to you and I. If we have a lamp at home that is using oil, and then we light it, after some time, maybe about a week or so the oil will go down. What will we do? We won't allow the oil to totally run out. We will fill it again, isn't it? That's what the Lord is talking about. We will fill it again. But we thank God, that we can never be filled. We can never have enough of God. He will keep filling us over and over and over and over again. And this is what you and I progressing in life by the light of God. Please, let's open to Isaiah 42 again, and we will see what the Lord is saying. So we keep filling, he will keep arising upon us, he will keep filling us up with himself. We will be children of light. Our light will never run out or return back to darkness. Isaiah chapter 42, let's read verse 16 again. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Look at that. Progressing by the light of God. In other words, we will be able to move, walk in this life by the light of God. We will not walk in darkness. We will be walking in the light of God. And he will make way where there seem to be no way. By the light of God will we progress. Please, let's open to Psalm 92 again. And then you will see that the anointing with fresh oil is linked with prosperity in every area of life. Psalm 92 from verse 10 to the end. Okay, let's go. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eye also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we see that the horn anoint The fresh oil is linked with what? Progress, prosperity. Progress, divine prosperity, flourishing in the midst of the darkness. In the midst of what darkness is saying, that, oh, economic downturn, you know, recession and all this. Look at what the Lord is saying. The fresh oil, the glory of God coming upon you and I that we have received this morning. We give God all the glory. Will lead us. He will make way where there seems to be no way. In the midst of the darkness, He will make way. He will enlighten our steps. Only believe. Only believe. And so we have to understand that in these days, these are the days to walk in the light of God. These are the days to look into the word of the light. The word of God is also the word of the glory that has come upon us. The glory that is upon us right now has its word. Remember in John chapter 17, our Lord Jesus said He gave us His glory, verses 22 and 23. And He also said He gave us His word. The word is the word of the glory of God. The word of God is the word of the Spirit of God. Another name for the Spirit of God is the glory of God. So God and His word are one and the same. If you want the glory to do great and mighty things in your life, you have to look into the word of the glory of God, which is the word of God. And so you see in John chapter 17, verse 7 to 8, He says He gave us His word. And John chapter 17, verses 22 to 23 says He gave us His glory. So the two go together. He gave us the word and His glory, the Spirit and the Spirit of truth and truth. The Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of truth. We have to understand the word of God and the glory of God go together. Please let's open to Psalm 119. So the glory that will lead us by the word. He will guide us. He will progress us. He will prosper you and I in the midst of the darkness. Just keep looking into the word of God. Just keep looking daily into the word of God and pray the word and obey the word of God. I tell you, in these days, it is the people that do know their God that shall be strong. That strength is the power of the Holy Spirit. And they will do what? Great exploits. God will make way where there seems to be no way. Rivers will we see in the desert. Yes, the world is saying recession, desert. But I tell you, the Lord says, rivers in the desert will we see. He says He will make the darkness light unto you and I. He will lead us all of our days, and we have to understand. Please, let's look at Psalm 119, and let's zero down to verse 30. Let's look at it first. Psalm 119, verse 130. Sorry, verse 130. 130. Psalm 119. Please let's go. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Please let's go. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. So we see again the glory of God is the light, isn't it? Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the living God is risen upon you and I. The word of the glory of God is also called what? Light here. Please let's look at verse 105 of that same Psalm 119. 19. Please, let's go. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Please, let's go again. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What are we learning? How the glory that is upon us will operate in our lives. We need the word of God, which is the word of light, to go with the light that is upon us. We have to understand these things. We can't be chasing the glory without the word of the glory. God and his word are one and the same. Please, let's flip forward to Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 23. Proverbs 6, verse 23. Please, let's go. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. So you can see the word of God is life, the word of God is light, the word of God is lamp. So God and his word, the glory, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of God that is risen upon you and I is with his word. The word of God is light. The word of God is light. So if we want the glory to be doing things or in divine operation in our lives daily, all of our days on the face of the earth, even from now on, we cannot neglect the word of the glory. Please, let's open to John chapter 1 and let's zero down to... Let's first read verses 1 and 2, and then we will zero down to verse 14. Please, let's go. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So we see there God and his Word are one and the same. Another name for the Spirit of God is the glory of God. The glory of God. Please, let's drop down to verse 14. Please, let's go. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we see again the Word of God goes with the glory of God. The word of God goes with the Spirit of God. God and his word are one and the same. The word of God has its origin in the glory or in the Spirit of God. God speaks, and when he speaks, it pours forth from him. He speaks himself as the word, pouring forth himself like a river even as he speaks. And we have to understand that without the word of God, we have nothing to do with the Spirit or the glory of God. So it is very important for us to understand the operation of the glory of God that has come upon us is by the word of God. Please, let's open to Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 16. And we will see there that as God speaks, he pours forth himself. I tell you, he is the river. So God and his word are one and the same. If you are not looking into the word of God, you have nothing to do with God. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 16. Please, let's go. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he caused the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasuries. When he speaks, he pours forth himself from within himself like a river. So we see that God and his word are one and the same. The same truth that is in Christ is also in the Holy Spirit. And we have to understand that this is the operational manual for the glory that is upon you and I. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank God for all what we have heard. Please, let's open to Isaiah chapter 58. That's another one of our theme scriptures. So God has been preparing us for great and mighty things. For some time, he's been allowing us to understand the light, what he gave us. Our inheritance is our inheritance is of light. So the glory of God has all our inheritances in him. He's the light, just as the Lord Jesus is the light of the world. Remember, he is the same glory as of the Son. And so he will manifest, he will help us in the midst of the darkness. He will turn darkness to light for you and I. Only look into the word of light. We are children of light. We are the inheritors of the inheritances of light. For our God is light. Please, let's read Isaiah 58, verses 8 to 11. Please, let's go. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be your rare reward. Please underline that. The glory of the Lord shall be your rare reward, because he's our light. Look at it. Starting from the first sentence. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. He's also called the bright morning star, just as our Lord Jesus Christ is the bright morning star. He is the day star. He is the day star. He is star, just as our Lord Jesus, because the glory of God is emblazoned with light, even as it is filled with the word of light. And so, again, the glory of the Lord shall be thy rare reward. Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall what? Answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in what? Obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. See, all these are the works of the glory, but the word of God, the word of God. And those who look into the word of God, they make sure, or they have a heart to obey the word of God. See how the glory will operate. Yes, the glory is upon us. We give God all the glory as he has spoken, so as he done this morning. But we have to understand the word of God is the word of light. So we cannot have the attitude that we don't want to obey the word of God and just be reading it. The glory will not work, because God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. All these we have to understand. Please, let's open to Joel chapter 2, and we will see. As the Lord is saying, it's good for us to understand the word of God that has come forth. and of course, for us to understand the purpose, we give God all the glory. To lead us in these times, don't be afraid. The glory of God is upon you. Remove your ears from what darkness is saying. All the forecasting, all the prediction is not for you and I. What is for you and I is what we're reading this morning. We have heard the good report of the Lord, and he has put his glory upon every one of us to help us. And of course, he's making us to understand that his glory upon us is according to his word. Is according to his word. He does all things by the word of God. If you are willing and what? Obedient, you will what? Eat the good of the land. So the word of the glory of God, which is the scriptures, the Bible, we have to keep looking so that we partake of the glory, and then we also do or obey or keep the word of God. So the word of God, the glory of God goes with the word of God. The spirit of God, God is spirit. Another name for the spirit of God is the glory of God, God. And these go with the word of God. The word of God is the word of the glory of God. For God and his word are one and the same. So keep looking into the word of the kingdom of light. The words of the kingdom of darkness, remove your ears from it. Look into the word of the kingdom of light. The glory of God does not go with the words of the kingdom of darkness. We have to understand these things. Joel chapter 2. Let's take it from verse 15 to 27. Please let's go together. Please let's go. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priest, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen, but I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face towards the east sea, and his hinder part towards the uttermost sea. And his sting shall come up, and his ill savour shall come up, because he hath done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, you beast of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that had dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Hear ye the word of the Lord. We give God all the glory. There is no shame for us throughout 2021 and all of our days on the face of the earth. We are children of light, and we give God all the glory. God has plans. We have to understand we are in the kingdom of light, not in the kingdom of darkness. So we cannot be hearing news of the kingdom of darkness and be afraid. We have to remove our ears and eyes and look unto Jesus. Jesus is the word of God. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We have to keep beholding the light that is in the face of Christ. Jesus is the word of God. Keep looking into the word of light so that he can shine. He can keep shining his glory that is upon you and I into our face. We have to understand the word of God is the word of light. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. So we have to understand he makes the darkness light. I tell you, with God all things are possible. So we are in the kingdom of light. We have to understand that we walk in the light of God, and the word of God is the word of light. We have to really understand the difference. Please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 4. What we've just heard is there. Guide your heart with all diligence, for out of it are what? The issues of life. Please, let's Proverbs chapter 4 from verse 20 to 23. Please, let's go. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So, scripturally, keep your heart, remove your ears and heart from the words of darkness. We've seen the word of light telling us differently from the words of darkness. We have to understand that the glory upon us operates by the words of light. We can't have the glory upon us and be listening to economic doom and recession and all those news. We have to understand these things. What you hear is what you will think in your heart. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Start looking into the word of light so that you start thinking as God thinks, and you will enjoy the things of the kingdom of light. Please, let's give him all the glory. Let's bless our God. Let's give him all the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's thank God. I tell you, our God is good. He has prepared our hearts this morning, and he has anointed us. We give God all the glory. All those not here, we have received, and we believe that all of us were anointed together. God sees the heart, and we give him all the glory. Please, let's thank him. Let's continue to thank him for what he has done in our midst. Lord, we bless you. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Please, let's open to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. We said earlier that we need to keep looking into the word of God and remove our hearts and our eyes from the words of darkness. If we keep looking and hearing the words of economic doom and everything, we are quenching the spirit The glory is upon us. In other words, we are not allowing him to function in our lives. And we give God all the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, please let's read verse 19. Please let's go. Quench not the spirit. Please let's go again. Quench not the spirit. Please let's go again. Quench not the spirit. In other words, quench not the glory of God. Remember the five foolish virgins. Their light were quenched, isn't it? Because they did not continue in the word. They allowed other things to enter into the heart. So we see a great key. Quench not the light upon you and I. Quench not the spirit. In other words, we need to remove our eyes and heart from the words of the kingdom of darkness and apply our heart and eyes to the words of the kingdom of light, because you and I were children of light. We have to know God is light. In him is no darkness at all. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. This is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. The glory upon us is light. Arise and shine, for your light has come. For the glory of God is risen upon you and I. Please let's open to, I think it's 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. And let's read verses 9 and 10 together. The light, we are children of light. We have to walk in that light. We cannot do without the word of light, because light does all things by the word of light. We have to understand the difference. And we have to ask God for grace to guide our hearts, remove our heart and our eyes from the words of the kingdom of darkness. We have to understand that the day we accepted Christ, God, by his power, delivered us out of the kingdom of darkness, from all the powers of darkness, into the kingdom of God's own dear Son, which is the kingdom of light. Jesus is the light of the world. And the glory is light. And the word of God is the word of light. 1 Peter chapter 2, let's read verses 9 and 10 together. Please let's go. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which hath not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. God is a God of mercy, even in this period. You can see that we belong to light. God is light. We are the sons of light. We give God all the glory. He has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we cannot be in light and be operating by the words of darkness. We have to understand that we have guardians through light, and we have the inheritances of light. Please let's open to Hebrews chapter 9. I think it's there. Hebrews chapter 9. Okay. I'm looking for the scriptures of. Okay. Okay, let's look at Acts chapter 20, verse 32. I think it speaks of inheritance. Okay. Acts 20, verse 32. verse 32. Please, let's go. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. So you can see inheritance of light, the word of light, the inheritance of life, they go together. We cannot be listening or neglect the word of light and think we have the inheritances of light. No. God is light. In him is no what? No darkness at all. All the words of darkness, they are strange incense before God. We have to understand this truth. We have to understand this truth. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank God for his faithfulness. Let's bless him this morning for all what he has done in our midst. We are going to worship him some more. Lord, we bless you. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you. We give you all the glory. Thank you for your presence upon us. Thank you for new beginnings, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have heard your word. We have received your glory. We have received your word. And we will walk in the light of your word. Lord, we thank you for every household in this church. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for the great blessings. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we acknowledge your goodness.